This episode, by the way, folks, we've been away for a little bit. We did a podcast at an undisclosed location. Apparently, I was offensive to certain things and certain people, and that's fine. If it was up to me, it would have been out, but, you know, business is business. And speaking of business, I just want to say that this episode has been brought to you by St. Archer Gold, the ultimate light beer. The idea of St. Archer Gold was born out of the St. Archer's commitment following the path less traveled. Be an individual, drink St. Archer's Gold. It only has 95 calories and 2.6 carbs. So if you're on keto, I guess you could have a half of one. And as we get into it, we're going. And I'm so happy to be here right now. Jesus Christ, it's been a week. The mind has been everywhere. What are you gonna do? Hey, have you gone through it? I'm going through it with you. Nobody up here is the strongest person in the world. We all succumb to our mental trials and tribulations. And for that, I'm thankful I have an outlet where I could talk to my family here. My motherless derelicts that I still can't say fluently. Annoying. Fine. No big deal. Yeah, I don't know. We had a good pod last week. Couldn't come out. No big deal. Not mad about it. Gonna mention it again. Not mad at all. Not upset. Gonna mention it one more time. But, it didn't come out, so whatever. Missed my quota. My bank account is hurt. And I'm not mad about that, and I'm not hurt, and I'm not mad, so I'm gonna stop mentioning it. But
that just means you got to do some round two.
Yeah. Got to do some round two. And I got to put in some more. I think I got to do like two this weekend. Because your boy's going to Florida.
Where at in Florida?
Pompano. Oh. And you know what? I gained about 15 pounds of shit this year. But let me tell you something. I'm staying at the Lighthouse Cove Resort at Pompano. And I'm easily the youngest person there by about 25 years. So I will take my shirt off and feel like Paul Walker.
Yes.
Walking down that beach, bro. Oh. I'm looking at Italians with carb-induced stomachs. Do I have one? Maybe. That's for you to see. That's for me to find out. But,
bro, but that, just the weather.
Just the weather, bro. Just the weather. Still, we're just getting out there in the morning, having a coffee, walking on the beach, not giving a shit, just escaping. I cannot wait. The grayness is getting to me here. The darkness is getting to me.
It's not even snow. It's just been raining. Rain and then snow.
Dirty.
Rain and then snow. Yeah, nasty. Every car is looking trashy out
there. Trashy, bro. Talk about a car. I think, like, every form of bird ate, like, the most exotic berry today and just squatted over my car and sprayed out. And I walked out after work, and I'm like, all right, work's over. Got through it. Wasn't having the best day mentally, whatever. That's fine. It's something we deal with. It's something we acknowledge as men. It's okay. You know, it's not the trendy thing. Like, mental health is, like, this trendy thing now. Mm-hmm. But there's a certain, like, realness, like, when me and you were just talking before this.
Yeah.
You know, you go do some shit.
Men have feelings, too.
Men have feelings, and I have feelings, and sometimes they hit me all at once. And it may induce sweat, and that's fine. But I walk out after work, and there's just a display, an aura of rainbow colors all over my windshield, roof, and everything. I didn't want to pay for a car wash. I have bills coming up, but best believe your boy got his car washed today. And that's what happened, and that's the most important part of this message in this podcast, I guess. Sometimes everything looks shiny and well, and one day you walk out and your car is covered full of shit, and you just gotta wash it off.
Wash the shit.
You gotta wipe it off. Wash the shit. Wipe it off.
Double wipe.
get a double wipe. Hey, maybe toilet paper's aggressive. Maybe you need a wet wipe.
Mm-hmm.
There's these things called dude wipes. They're out there. I haven't used them. I moved into my uncle's house, who gave me it generously. Not gave me it. I'm picking up the mortgage. But he dropped dead, and I love him. Mm-hmm. But my man dropped dead, and he had a bunch of these dude wipes. And let me tell you, I've never enjoyed wiping my ass so much ever since I met the dude wipe. The only other time I've enjoyed using proper hygiene after a bowel movement was probably when I used a bidet. You ever used a bidet? You were in Japan. Amazing.
Like, and the fact that they have laser precision hitting the anus perfect every time. Bro. Just play music, seats warmed up.
Just wipe it off. And hey, I'm just out here saving trees. I'm not gonna say it feels great. I'm just out here saving trees.
Exactly. It's all that matters.
I'm not gonna say it's a warm stream precision like accuracy that gives you a calmness and a good feeling before you get up off that toilet. I'm just gonna say I'm saving trees, and that's what I'm here for.
And even though you know that it's done and finished, you just press it two more times just to make sure the job's done.
You have to make sure.
Save the trees.
How many times have we wiped extra? You're exactly. Fine. You wipe extra just to make sure everything, you know, is okay. You know what's been happening to me lately that's annoying is I take a shower, and I get out, and I gotta poop.
Oh, yeah, when it's after.
And then I got to shower again.
Yeah.
Because I'm like this, like, I don't know. Like, it messes up your whole day.
Because it's exactly right next to it. Like, in Japan, it's in separate rooms. So I feel like if you showered and you went and they're like, damn, I still got a shit. And you went over and took a crap. At least it's not staring you in the face because you're still in your head. You're like, man, I should shower. But when you're just sitting next to it and feeling how dirty you're getting, you're like, damn, I gotta hop back
in. Bro, I gotta get back in. And I've been hopping back in. My water bill is exhausted.
So that's the dilemma. Save the trees or save the whales.
Right? What's going on in the seas? I don't know. I hope the bidet is more beneficial to the porpoises and the to the porpoises and the seals and the dolphins. And I hope the bidet is better. Because there is there's some bidet company going on. I forget. Joey Diaz reads on his ads. I forget what it's called. But we need to make a move on that, Jack. You know, Taylor, whoever we got to tell.
Two buttons deep.
The portable bidet. Yeah. Two buttons deep. Yeah. Now we're two buttons clean.
Half the time when I say two buttons deep, people think they're like two buns. So yeah. Just play off of that.
There's a lot of like sexual innuendos that go into people's heads about two buttons deep. When you're deep and two, you know. Where's your mind going? We grew up in the internet.
Plenty of places.
We know where it is.
Plenty.
It's a dark, dismal, dirty place. And you can't help that. Your mind goes there. Side note, I was driving today and I saw a person with an entire back window that just said Stranger Things. And it was like an advertisement for the show. Now, this is my only question. If Stranger Things isn't paying you, the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Why is your car decorated with the show that you don't benefit financially from? Maybe morally. Maybe you're a weirdo. Maybe you like that show. I get creeped out. I'm a bitch with scary movies, bro. Even weird movies. I remember in sixth grade, we went and seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And I had to leave, and I was with my girlfriend, and she didn't look at me the same. That's fine, and I hope you live a good life, but if it doesn't go well, well,
hey,
that's what happens.
Bro, but yeah, I mean, any wise man should fear the dark, but just not let it stop.
Yeah, hey. Because
you don't know. Hey. Anything could pop out.
Yeah.
You always get that feeling because you walk around and you know there's nothing there, but then you think about any scary situation.
Oh, yeah.
Then you feel the pressure behind you.
I get that.
You.
I get that.
Like someone's staring at you. You're like, oh.
See, I'm a weirdo where, like, if I have friends or cousins, somebody over that hasn't been around me for a substantial amount of time, they're like, hey, why do you have a, you know, like, no big deal. Like, I'm not worried about it. But, like, you have, a wooden baseball bat in every room of your house. And I'm like, hey, let's not talk about those things.
Yeah.
I need that comfort. Why do I need a wooden baseball bat near my headboard? Because I said so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that's what I want. And that's it, and that's all. That's all you have to know. But it is because that, like, I do have fears of that weird, you know, paranormal shit or outrageous violence out of nowhere.
But the thing is everybody's like, oh, it won't happen. The only reason it's an idea or it came out is it happened to somebody.
Yes.
So why
is it here? Why does it exist?
Yeah.
100%, bro. And, you know, I've witnessed enough things where it's like, yeah, I have every right to sleep with a baseball bat near my bed. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll start hitting the cages.
Yeah,
and
I just got a whole arsenal.
Just using them, you know?
A whole arsenal. I don't go to bed without my knife close to me.
You ain't kidding me. Yeah, there's something sharp around always.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also something that could go ra-ka-ka-ka.
Exactly.
But, hey, what are you going to do?
And let them know.
Just, hey, just don't break in. Just don't break in or your chest isn't going to break out. But what else, bro? We did the one at the speakeasy. We did like this drink tasting competition at the speakeasy.
Yeah.
And I hope I don't get banned off the air for this again. And I love, you know, everybody and who I work for. And they're great. But what I'm saying is, I just wasn't wowed. I wasn't
by the event.
Not the event. Mm. The place is beautiful.
Yeah.
Everything's going well. But we're tasting bourbon here.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bourbon is a beautiful,
just the word.
Beautiful mint, like men.
Cut that. Beautiful form.
It's a beautiful woman that just needs to show up with no makeup on. The type of girl that could wear jeans and a white tee and rock it. That's what a bourbon is to me.
Oh.
Right? So when I paint her with makeup and these flavors and these herbs and this and that, it dims it down. It takes away from what I'm looking for here. Mm-hmm. And that's just honestly the way I felt about it. But I'm also glad about the two winner contestants.
No, yeah, I totally.
You know, I don't know your names, but yeah, you did good. And
no, yeah, I've been to a couple of tastings.
It's just too much, bro.
Yeah, like they'll be like, I smoked the glass and then let three coffee beans sit and argue with each other for 10 minutes.
Like, yes, what? And they figured out like who was the outcast, and then they were left with two.
And that's why it tastes so exquisite.
Wow. I'll tell you what I would have done. In a bourbon competition, you know what I'll do? I'll walk up. They go, what's your secret ingredient? I go, ice.
Ice.
And that's it.
Ice and love.
Because we're here for bourbon. Mm-hmm. We're not here for vodka. We're not here for anything else. You know, but hey, God bless you if you try to intertwine flavors and stuff. And I thank you for the diarrhea I had later. That was great. That was a good time. I enjoyed
the mind and open the anus.
I enjoyed just getting on the bowl and going, oh yeah, this was great. I'm so glad you intertwined time somehow in it, like we're cooking lamb.
Hey,
but okay.
Well, the great thing about when you're just have those diarrhea stints when you got to take a huge shit, you got to have something in your hand to read. Reading something.
What are you reading?
I mean,
what do you read?
Right now, I just went and bought like 5 personal growth books. I don't know if that's signaling that there's a stage of my life that I'm in.
Personal
growth? Yeah. Yeah, I found a couple of good ones, and there's one that I was referred to. It's called like "Start with Why" by Simnick.
Okay, the guy's name, Indian.
Probably.
Hey, shouts to the Street either way.
But I mean, everything's good in that and everything, and you got something right here, don't you?
Yeah, I got a little. You know what? I found a quote book, coincidentally, by my toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So all poops matter.
All poops matter.
And everything happens for a reason. And I was just reading through it today, bro, and I'm like, yeah, man, there's a reason why John F. Kennedy got shot in the head.
Mm.
There's a reason why he got taken. He was just like perfect, yes. Bro. He was a perfect president.
Mm-hmm.
And it was before they were like heavily infiltrated by the lobbyists and by the big companies. And this was just a dude. And this is also what I respect. My man's father was a gangster.
Yep.
How did John F. Kennedy make his rise to the political ranks? Because his father sold illegal liquor. And hey, I'm not going to say I can relate to anything like that. Well, my dad, uncles, another story.
Yeah.
But I can relate in a sense where it's like, you came from the ground up and you took your family and your name and your oath to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, let's just read a couple JFK quotes. How about that today, kids? How about that's what you're getting?
Give it to them.
You're getting some JFK quotes. So how about this one? Fuck a bitch for an iPhone 6.
I was like, wait, what?
No, I'm kidding.
I was like, hold up. He was that advanced that time?
No, hold on. Let me get here. We must never forget that art is not a form of propaganda. It is a form of truth. When power leads a man towards arrogance, poetry reminds him of his own limitations.
Mm-hmm.
When power narrows the area of a man's concern, poetry reminds him of the richness and diversity of existence. When power corrupts, poetry cleanses.
Mm.
I'm going to keep going. JFK here, through the flesh, I'm on the island with Tupac. You don't want to hear it? Turn it the fuck off. So, there are three things in life which are real. God, humanly folly, and laughter. Since the first two are beyond our comprehension, we must do what we can with the third. Do you know what he's saying there?
Nah, say it again.
There are three things in life which are real. God, human folly, and laughter. Since the first two, God and human folly, are beyond our own comprehension, we must ken what we do with the third. Meaning laugh.
Bro, power.
Power in them words.
Imagine him in a time now with all this social media influence. Not a Trump.
No.
Imagine JFK speaking wisdom on the air.
And that's the thing. And that's the other thing. Here's something I want to touch on. Right? Like the Trump thing. Right? Trump is such a controversial character.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, what Trump is a direct product of what our modern political scene has pushed politics into.
100%.
Everyone's racing for credit and this and that. And now he comes from a different stance. He's going to be controversial. He's going to throw digs. And then there's an arousal there from the people. And that's all good, mm-hmm. right? Whatever. I don't care. People get offended, this and that. Yeah, of course. It's fucking that he was on The Apprentice. He was in a Lloyd Banks video. What do you want? What I think happened was, with JFK, the modern good man leader died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, it's, and, you know, Trump, some, like, overly Trump people. See, like, I'm not an, I won't sit here and say I'm an anti-Trump guy, because I feel like that's an identity. But I also won't sit here and say I'm a pro-Trump guy, because that's an identity. I look at this situation like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get how this happened, right? Like, we've been lied to and deceived to enough that this guy comes out of left field and somehow, all of a sudden, becomes a ruler of our own free world.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I think JFK was this last dude. Like, this last guy that was like, yo, I'm like, I have a good heart. Like, I'm really trying to fix things. Mm-hmm. And I'm really trying to, like, say good things and preach to the people. And then...
Yeah. Like, MLK. Well, why, man? Martin Luther King Jr.
Bro.
Same.
All, you know, all these guys that just brought pure goodness, pure strength. I feel like in weird ways... Dun, 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 dun. Let's go into conspiracy mode.
Dun, dun, dun.
I feel like in all weird ways, not weird ways, normal ways, that's what started happening.
Yeah.
That's what started happening to the guy, to the mm-hmm. guy out there. Not the guy tied to anybody, not yep. the guy, you know, pulled by any sort of party or sort of view, just the guy. So...
Well, because when you think about it, too, there was only one... And back in that time, there was only one wavelength to get the message out.
Yes.
The mass media.
Yes.
Headline, cameras, one couple news stations, barely. I don't even know, but it was just one
yeah.
way.
10 at most.
But now, with all these different outlets and social medias, there's no way that there could have been control of those people that are speaking out, because there's so many now.
Yes.
So they can't just go out popping everybody.
No.
But back then, there was only one wave that a guy could stand up and be like, hey, this is messed up.
That's it, yeah. And now done. We have control of the courts. We have control of your local DEAs. Mm-hmm. We have control of any juror up there. So we did this deal with it. I feel like JFK was the last sign of a real guy being president. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what president you liked. And I got to be honest, I probably don't like you, right? Just as a person. I probably just don't like you because I know you'll look at me and pick apart every word here. My central message is that when we had a guy that was really like evening out the playing field mm-hmm. and a lot of walks of life liked him and respected him. And obviously, he, you know, he's also in a business. He's trying to do his best. But he was speaking truth and he was being a real guy. That man got taken out on national television.
Crazy.
The whole world was forced to see this man's head blow off.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't no like little thing where, oh, this may have happened and we found him here, but there's no pictures. No, this man's head got blown off. And in my heart of hearts, and does it matter? I'm going back on a JFK conspiracy that's 1,000 fucking years old? No, don't. Do I care? Also don't. What I'm saying is, that was our last guy. Mm-hmm. I think everyone else is attached to something that we can't see.
Yeah.
Someone, that, you know, that we're not tied to.
Someone posted something. They were like, hey, why doesn't every politician... wear a jacket like a NASCAR driver so we can know who's bought them and who's paying them.
Know who's what?
Like, you know, NASCAR drivers, who their sponsors are. They got to wear them on their car and their jackets.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever they're getting lobbied by yeah. and whoever's paying for their stuff, they should have to also wear that too.
Yes. Put the stamp on your chest. Yeah. Put the brand on your chest that's paying for you.
Mm-hmm. So no one can be like, you know what? We need to stop gun violence or something like that. And it's like, wait, but you have a big, huge NRA thing on your jacket. It's like, oh, like you can't lie anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm,
yeah.
But first of all, let's go back. I ain't about taking our guns.
No, me neither. But listen, that's a good example. But here's the problem, Jordan.
Tell me.
Is that you just saying that, somebody just aligned you with a complete
yep.
line of views mm-hmm. and they defined who you were because you made a joke about gun violence in the NRA.
Yep.
Little do they know, you're blasting shotties in the woods. And your dad's stacked to the gills with,
yeah.
with things that can protect him that I won't necessarily Again, define.
Just like you said, don't rob the house.
Bro.
Just don't
come in.
Yeah.
Wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you're going to realize that.
Even the dogs are locked and loaded.
Yeah. Wrong place.
But that's why that quote is powerful, the laughter.
The laughter, bro. Bring the laughter. Mm-hmm. Everybody's worried about all this shit. If you can't sit back and laugh, if you're always taking shit serious, if you're always just trying to, like, make a point. Yeah. I hate the kid who's always trying to make a point. It's always a 22-year... Now, I'm 28. And I've been an opinionated college student that got out, and I thought I knew the whole world over my father, who had, you know, 30 years on me. And I'm out here, and I'm talking, and I'm just being sharp out the mouth. It's just... I don't know. I'm getting this sickness of kids where it's like, bro, you took a couple of classes, mm-hmm. my guy. What have you lived? What have you seen?
Yeah.
What's been going on?
I watched this YouTube video, bro, and I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. And, hey, that's fine. Go explore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go explore. Go open your mind. Go have a good time. You know, go find your conspiracies. Go do... Go do this and that, but show me time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't show me impulse.
Yeah.
Show me time. Now, if I tell you I seen this, and then I try to preach something to you, I'm going to look you like an idiot. But if you come up to me and you say, I've been studying this thoroughly for 6 years.
Yep.
Now I'll sit down. I'll sit down. I'll see what you have to say.
Because that's a point. It's a conversation rather than like them just saying, you need to know this.
Yes.
Or like, I'm right on
I
this.
Have a point, yeah. And I'm upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also 135 pounds and I have black frame glasses and my nose could be shattered if I really want to press you. You know? And that's the balance that I'm trying to find here. Where it's like, is this kid yelling at me? Because this is going from political.
Mm-hmm.
To a whole nother feeling.
To just hate.
Yeah, and I don't think he's ready on, like, here's another thing. Don't be so aggressive if you can't throw your hands.
Exactly.
Stop yelling at me if you can't throw a jab, bro. If you've never been punched in your mouth, mm-hmm. and you've never felt your tooth just fucking slice through your gum, don't yell at me. And don't yell at my friends, because I'm much more understanding than my friends.
Yep.
And it's a different, there's this audacity where now it's like, if I have a point, I need to scream it into you. No, 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 no. You can't do that. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to, not even me. People we know, you know people I know. They're not going to let you do that, but shit don't slide.
No.
You can't yell at somebody and call them an idiot
yeah.
and just think everything's fine,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it shows, like, unfortunately, I'm not proud of it, but it's like you never really seen somebody get beat down and what that does to your brain and body. Like,
yep.
And if you haven't seen that, you can't compartmentalize the risk you're taking.
Exactly.
By running into this place and calling people this name and that name and defining their whole morality and telling them how they think and how they live. You're going to get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. Like, and the one thing too, like, I don't know why it just made me think of this one thing. This girl, I don't think it was in New York City on the subways, but it was in some like subway line. Where this girl was going around and pouring bleach on guys' laps that were had their like legs open, saying it was like man stalk something.
Oh, like you're taking up more space
yeah,
than you should.
Like a guy
you
just having their legs
tuck
open.
Your balls
you're supposed to put
in between
something, suck them
yeah.
up or something.
It's very uncomfortable.
And just in that
highly
sense.
Highly uncomfortable.
Like I remember Whoopi Goldberg said this, and even me saying this now will get some fire, but she said, she's like, I'm not saying that it's okay for a man to hit a woman, but women, keep your hands to yourself because you don't know if that guy was taught that way or not. And so don't be surprised if somebody hits you. Like that girl, she's putting bleach on people's laps. If a guy
stood up
and kicked her
in the
chest.
Let's define lap.
We're all on the
genitalia.
Couch. Yes, all over.
She's burning the genitalia mm-hmm. with chemicals.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, she better not be surprised if, I'm not saying I'd do it, I would freak out, but if you get a guy who will Spartan kick you in the chest, don't be like, you can't do that.
It's a whole
like,
different thing.
Yeah.
Where's the equality now?
Because
mm-hmm. there's a different equality in bone density, and I'm not going to go into that whole you know, spiel. But, you know, when shit goes down, hey, it went down. Yeah.
And that's the thing, yeah. Don't be all violent and stuff if you aren't ready to be violent.
Yes, yes. Don't, because people don't realize there's violence in speech. Mm-hmm. There's violence in yelling. There's violence in aggressive anger. There's violence in you getting up near my face and yelling.
Yeah.
Now, my blood on a heater.
Yeah.
Absolutely boiling if somebody's in my face yelling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only a couple ways this situation can go. And not the toughest guy in the world, but I'm also not afraid to let loose if I feel threatened.
Exactly.
You know, and I just think there's a whole age of kids coming up that are just like have this, the like audacity. Like when I was young, get smacked in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You mouth off, you yell, you say something to an older cousin. You want to put my mother, you know, and I love her to death, non-abusive at all. I didn't get enough beatings in my mind. But if I slipped, you know, sly out the mouth and got a little mm-hmm. aggressive, there was bangles. There was golden bangles, and they may have, you know, intertwined with the side of my head. And I deserved that.
Yeah.
You know, and I could see that. And that's what these kids are missing. They don't know the ugliness it could go to. They don't know. The pot you're stirring and the water you're boiling, you don't realize the meal it's going to produce.
Exactly.
And that meal is not pretty for you.
Mm-hmm.
That meal is very ugly. And if you're not used to seeing that meal, you're going to be a lot more traumatized than me, my friend. You know, because we have seen these meals boiled, you know, broken, smoked.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you want to call it.
You can't even spank anymore.
Bro, come on.
Child Protective Services come. There's a huge difference than beating the living crap out of your child.
Yes.
And letting them know not to scream at you.
Exactly.
Because then we know we got the people who literally a student will scream, and then when the parent comes in, they're like, it's okay.
Yep.
It's okay.
Yep.
No.
And with us, it was never okay.
Yeah.
It was never okay.
I couldn't say what to my mom, and now I open the door for every woman.
Yes.
And then I got the friends who literally would be like, Mom, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, no.
Bro, and can you believe them kids? No. Bro, it's a God's honest truth. And it's not preaching or encouraging it, but there's, you know, we're getting soft. Like there needs to be like acknowledgement of situations in life that the mind, the young mind, cannot mm-hmm. mentally comprehend. But if they catch a physical feel, it could set them straighter.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm 13, mouthing off, if somebody sits me down and says, "Hey, that was a little rude, and it offended a lot of people there," that don't register.
No.
But if it's just
one.
Hey, clean. Got it. Okay. I got it.
Ow, pain. Yeah. With me swearing. Okay, not again.
Yes. Yeah. Now, was I beaten? Did I have my feet held to a fire and my toenails ripped out? No. You know, grow the fuck up, mm-hmm. parents. This is an advertisement to smack the shit out of your kids.
Brought to you by the backhand.
This is brought to you by the backhand. The backhand has been in business since 3000 BC, and it's been a very effective method. And sometimes you need to pull the backhand out to let your kids know exactly where they stand and let them know where their food's coming from and let them know why there is a roof over their head and also let them know why they should treat the people that provide those mm-hmm. necessities with a certain level of respect. So go to thebackhand.com and type in promo code Marco and Jordan, and you will realize just how effective this method is. Thank you. Have a good night. Smack the shit out of your kids. No, I'm kidding.
Because thank God for moms. Your mom just gave you that hookup.
Yeah.
Right, with your phone.
Oh, yeah. She reminded me of that. See? Mm. Now, yes, bro. My mother is a patron saint. Would literally lay down and die for me. So, I, you know, if you're some bitch, not like a girl, I'm talking like, I'm using it in a demeaning sense, like a lower emotional toll and pull, you know,
yeah,
punk.
Who takes advantage
person,
of people.
Yeah, just like if you're some person that thinks that like me saying anything about that reflects anything. Like, no, bro, it's called being young and getting a smack, okay, mm-hmm. and it's over. But I will tell you what my mom did do. I have Asurion Assurance, right, for my phone. And my phone's been broken for about 74 years. Now, the difference between me and my mom is when I call these places, I don't have the time. Like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. I called the one, I said, I need a new phone. My phone's broken. The speaker's broken. I need you to help me get a new one. Could you please, you know, give me any help you could provide? She's like, yeah, well, first off, you need to update your software. So I try to update the software. The software don't work. Then they need some other register numbers that don't work. So I go downstairs and say, Ma, they're not doing nothing for me. I can't get nothing. Now, when you're dealing with a woman who has time, you better watch out.
Watch her.
You better watch out, my friends. Because my mom marched up in her bedroom and sat on the corner little chair she has like a Navy SEAL. And she was on that phone and she dug through every Asurion representative to the point where they said, you got to do this, you got to do that. Now she's coming back with facts. Mm-hmm. I've been here for 6 years. I paid this much a month. I do this. I shouldn't have to do that. It got to the point where eventually this one guy answered. Now I could remember a couple of their names, Bill, Ruth. Who's the one that helped us the most? Irma. Mm. God patron saint, probably also got a red light at her desk. Irma eventually answers, and she's like, you know what, miss? We're just going to send you a new phone. It's going to be there Monday, and you send it back. Yep. And it's that type of dedication and time and love that really shows how deep a mother will go for you.
Yep.
Because if it's up to me, bro, I'm dealing with the shitty phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the time to sit there. But it burned her ass that the her son was being taken advantage of.
Yep.
By. And she's like, as long as I'm here, like, this type of shit ain't happening.
She's like, uh-uh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like a different level of, like, yeah. And it's a small example of a good parent disciplines you, but then goes to war for you.
Yep.
You know?
You don't want to mess with Mama Bear.
You do not want to mess with Mama Bear. Mama Bear is not the one. If you got a proper mama, Mama Bear is not backing down.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Bear is going to make sure your voice is heard. And my Mama Bear made sure the voice was heard. So I have a new phone now. I didn't transfer any of my social apps yet. I have to do it all tonight because I have to send the phone back, the other one tomorrow. But the freedom there.
Yeah, that might be a good thing.
Bro.
Yeah.
No way. Instagram notifications,
mm-hmm.
No Facebook things.
Yeah.
Like, my mind's been able to kind of chill within one spot.
I was just thinking of that today. Like, I was scrolling through the Explore feed, and all it was beautiful women.
Come on. And I'm like, now.
I'm like, Instagram, you're fueling this depression stuff with everybody, like, oh, you got to be perfect.
Yeah.
Got to be perfect.
And it's beautiful women, or it's fitness people,
mm-hmm.
or it's just, I don't know, somebody that gets on their camera and just is like, everything's great. And listen, bro, I'll tell you, we try to do our best as men.
Mm-hmm.
We do. But I think I'm buying out of that, like, self-talk. Not all of it, bro. See, here's the thing. I don't want to, like, offend anyone. And I try to do the right thing, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to give good motivational speeches and this and that. But these people who are always on the up,
yeah,
I don't think they exist.
Lies.
I think they're liars.
For the 15 seconds on the story.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
You're this happy today? It's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen 4 dead squirrels. It's raining and my car's covered in bird shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how up am I going to be? And yeah. How excited am I going to be to go chase the day? Don't let the day chase you. Go chase the day.
Yeah.
The days have been chasing me for the past fucking 4 weeks like hyenas.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just trying to get by. And I feel like we need not a negative page, but a realistic page.
Exactly. Like, we should be the first real motivational speakers that go to schools and be like, who wants to be an astronaut? Well, the odds of that is shit. So have a backup plan, but still try.
Like, give it a shot. Give it a shot. And how about this one? Hey, you should try to feel like this. Mm. But if you feel like this, that's more normal.
Yes.
That's more normal. More people are going through, you know, despair and trauma and depression and anxiety. And that's more normal because nobody has to be here. And nobody has to be a person on this earth. And we're all here trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And for me to tell you at age 5, I felt a pot. Who's that kid? He's like 15 years old.
Oh, my God.
He's giving all these positive speeches. He'll be a depressed fucking mole in about 10 years. It's like, once it all hits him.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that. It's and I'm rooting him on. But it's like, bro, don't. Hey, you're 15, guy. Mm-hmm. When I was 15, I had a lot of positivity.
Yeah.
A lot of non-worries. You know what I worried about? Football, eating, girls. That was it.
That was it.
That was all.
No other obligations.
Nothing. And, you know, and you could be on a chess team. You could be in drama club or whatever. If you're 15, there's only so much you're really going through unless it's to a deeper degree of, like, severe trauma.
Yeah.
Which we know kids who've experienced that. Those kids have the right to, you know, maybe give you a little talk, give you some insight. But if you're just home and you're feeling all positive, kid, and you're 15 and you can't wait to get out and tell a bunch of 40-year-olds how to live, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Get out of the room. Give me 20 years, and then we'll talk.
Yeah. It's like, okay? Come on, all of you out there, you can do anything you want. Go out and buy that car. It's like, have you seen my credit report?
Right?
You know how much I owe.
You can do whatever you want. What do you want to do? I want to join the NBA. Oh, well, you could do it if you really put your mind to it. Really? I'm 400 pounds. I have a swollen prostate. I have the gout in my right toe.
And I'm
5'2". How far am I going to go? I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
Stop giving me this fake facade of what the world's going to be. I really think it's just like if we were, you know, and I feel like it is slowly growing into it. But if we're going to be like this voice of reason to some people, it's like adapt and adjust, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready to get punched in the side of the head out of nowhere for no reason.
Yep.
And you can't question it and get, you know, it feels wrong by God, but you got to get up and you got to figure it out.
That's the point. Life does it.
That's what life does.
Life gives you a backhand. Why can't, you know?
Anyone else. Yeah. Or how about this? Everything's going fine. Everything's going fine. Tremagic. What word was
traumatic.
Traumatic. Yeah. I was going to say tragic or traumatic, hey, and I got traumatic. Tragic.
Yeah, tragic. New word.
You know, traumatic death. Mm. Hey, deal with it. Hey, quick little bout of like high anxiety or depression. Hey, all your tires on your car just exploded going up Spring Ave. Hey, you failed this class. Hey, you did that. Now let's talk life.
Mm-hmm.
Because now this is life. Life is not this perfectly pre-planned thing, you know, wrapped up and packaged for us to just open up and everything's okay. That's not what life is. Life is an absolute roller coaster where it's in the dark and you have no idea when a flip's coming and a turn's coming and when it's going to speed up or when it's going to slow down, when the person next to you, bolts on their shoulder straps are going to unfold and they're going to fly out and fly over into a field at a nearby, I don't know, junkyard.
Doing the double loop, somebody throws up and you get the smacked in the face.
Go on.
You never know.
You don't know. And we have to stop acting like we do know and we have all the answers. There's tactics you could set up.
Yeah.
There's things you can do. But I think the biggest part of acknowledging, like, for the best benefit of your mental health is that it is unpredictable. And it's okay to have days where you break down. And it's okay to have days where you may need a call out of work. You may need to spend some time to yourself. You may need to go talk to somebody. You know, these are all things you might need. Mm-hmm. And you probably are going to need. And if you don't, you're probably burying things. But hey, if you're a warrior, good for you. Okay, there are those people. But I feel like the majority of us, you go through it. You can't walk around it. You got to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put your head up and you got to deal with what's in front of you. And you just got to trudge through that mucky, dirty water and just get out and know you'll get out. And when you're down in them moments and everything's going bad and it feels like the world's crumbling in on you, you have to have that underlying faith that you're going to get out. Because if you don't have that, then, okay, we need to have a serious talk. You know, we may need to correct some things. We may need to get a deeper type of help. But all this bullshit where you got to wake up and be the happiest. Come, hey, we're in upstate New York, folks. Mm. You ever driven through Schenectady? How many smiles are you seeing amongst the crow shit and dismal gray skies in Schenectady right now? Have a sense of realism.
Nowhere you go with these skies right now.
Yeah,
that's why. That's why when you go down to Florida, you're gonna turn into that person who's always happy.
Hey, I got some advice for you. Wake up, do 10 push-ups, and go about your day. But they do get you, bro.
Yeah,
the skies get you. The skies get me.
Yeah, need that sun.
This darkness gets me, bro.
Yeah.
It gets me. It gets me in like when it's sunny, it's like, what am I going to do with the day?
Yep.
When it's gray like this for too long, it's like, how am I going to get through the day?
Yeah.
And I think that's the main difference.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It's like the walls are closing in on you or something, and you think the season isn't going to end.
Yeah.
And you think that things aren't going to get better at some point. You know, that voice pops up in your head. But I don't know. I think you got to have the underlying faith that, like, yeah, you're going to get through.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get through. Is it going to be pretty? That's not guaranteed. Is it going to be fun? 100% not either way. I'll give you that much. I'll give you that much of a guarantee. If you're dealing with anything mentally, it's not going to be easy to get through. But is it possible? Is it a minor trip up in life? Is it something that seems bigger than it is? Yeah. Yes. Of course. Because you know what? Sometimes you got to tell yourself, hey, it's a Tuesday. It's 4 o'clock. And nobody really gives a fuck right now. Exactly. Nobody really cares how bad I feel. So guess who's got to deal with this? And guess who's got to go, you know, seek help themselves? Me. It's on me. And it's on you. And it's on every Minutes of Marco listener, because you are the motherless derelicts of America. And we love you. And if you're going through something, my kids, make sure you enjoy it. And you know you're part of the family. And I'm going to end on a beautiful John F. Kennedy quote. And I'm flipping and I'm looking. But what I will say, do not pray for an easy life. Pray to be a stronger person. And we hit that one at the right time. It's Minutes of Marco is brought to you by some beer I forget the name of.
Saint Archer Gold.
Saint Archer Gold. I love it. I'm drinking it right now. Yeah, have a good one. Hey, Jack, could you pass this one through?